My name is Angel. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I'm returning the call back to this number.
Yes, ma'am. This is Stephanie Hartman.
How may I help you?
It says on my unemployment that I have to I had to call this number.
What's your social?
417-17-6562.
Have you received, I'm sorry, do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Force for more than 180 days?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Force for more
no.
than 180 days?
No,
if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or a savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
I have a card. There, y'all.
Can you verify your mailing address?
901 Aldhouse Avenue, Bridgeport, Alabama, 35740.
And your telephone number, can you verify it?
256-495-9200.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. According to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you? 5'3", 5'6", 5'9", 6'0", or none of the above?
5'9".
You said 5'9"?
Yes, ma'am.
Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? 1999 Volkswagen GTI, 2001 Toyota Cecilia, 2003 Mitsubishi Outlander, 2007 Audi A8. I've never been associated with any of these dresses.
No, I never had one.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Scottsboro, Bessemer, Opelika, Auburn, or none of the above?
Scottsboro.
Okay. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
I don't know. I just got on there and it says you can't file your weekly claim, and then it takes you to another page or something, gives a number. I'm not really
Are you filing this unemployment claim due to COVID-19?
Yes, ma'am.
And when was the last day you worked?
Right after the pandemic started, so it's been over a year, almost 2 years. It's in July, I think.
Hello?
It was in July whenever the pandemic started. So last year, I mean, right after, you know, it was in July, I think. It's been over a year.
If not for COVID-19, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or a corporate officer for a business?
Self.
You work for yourself? Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
If not for COVID-19, are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
If not for COVID-19, are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or received a pension other than Social Security from an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you applied for or received workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
It's probably, I don't know, 20 miles.
What is the lowest hourly wage you'll accept?
Minimum wage.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
Do I what?
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
And what's your job title?
Private home.
Your name is Stephanie Hartman, right?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because it's not showing you have any wages on file. What's the name of the company?
No, I sit with somebody privately. I'm self-employed.
What's the name of it?
Nancy and Ken Woolwine.
Can you say that again? I didn't hear you.
Nancy, N-A-N-C-Y, and Kenny, K-E-N-N-Y, Woolwine. W-O-O-L-W-I-N-E.
W-O-O-L-W-I-N-D.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what's the address?
504 6th Street.
6th Street?
6th Street.
The number 6, TH Street?
6, just the 6.
Oh, 6th Street.
Mm.
504 6th Street in the city?
Bridgeport, Alabama.
Bridgeport. The zip code?
35740.
35740. The telephone number?
256-608-9033.
Okay, get it to me one more time.
256-608-9033.
Okay, when did you start working for this business?
I have been with them for almost 20 years, so. I have to back up about 20 years.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, holiday pay, or sick pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension or receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Why are you no longer working here?
Due to COVID-19, her age. Can't be around them.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check with help of federal income taxes?
No, ma'am.
Okay, your new temporary PIN number is 6272.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I use right now. Do I need to make a new one?
It's on temporary. When you log in for the first time, it probably prompt you to change it because of it being temporary.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Your claim is being filed as COVID-19 related, but it's not yet approved. Your claim will be processed as soon as administratively possible. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week, except where any requirements have been waived during an approved COVID-19 related claim. Eligibilities and requirements for a COVID-19 claim are subject to change. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sundays and end on Saturdays. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process for the previous week. The questions you'll be asked during the certification will outline your current requirements and are subject to change. This can be done online by going to labor.alabama.gov or by calling 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certifications can be made on Sundays through no later than 5 p.m. Fridays, but not on Saturdays. Failure to file and complete your weekly claim as restricted can result in a loss of benefits. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We have completed your unemployment claim at any time. You may be mailed or otherwise provided additional information regarding continuing eligibility's requirements. Do you have any questions?
No.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim.
I do. I need to know. Do I have to file today?
No, ma'am. File next Sunday.
Oh, I can't file today?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim line. Enjoy your day.